Britain has a long history of newspaper publishing, with the first regular prints dating back to the 17th century. Initially aimed at a male elite readership, it was the attempt to appeal to the mass market that led to the creation of an archetypically British style of newspaper, the tabloid. The name tabloid primarily refers to the smaller and more compact format of newspaper in contrast to the traditional broadsheet. It also introduced a new style that focused on short articles, short paragraphs, and simple sentences that were easy to read and offered a more economical use of printing space. The name tabloid was formerly associated with the brand name of a compressed pharmaceutical that combined the words tablet and alkaloid, introduced in 1884 by the London-based firm Burroughs, Wellcome and Co. The connotation was later adopted to describe the simplified and more condensed type of reporting. The first modern tabloid to be launched was the Daily Mirror, founded in London in 1903 by the freelance journalist and innovator Alfred Harmsworth, later Viscount Northcliffe. Targeting the working class, this new type of journalism emphasised sensational topics, covering crime stories, human tragedies, celebrity gossip, sport, cartoons, and puzzles. It also included more photographs than other newspapers. This later became a key feature of its competitor, The Sun, which gained international notoriety by adding pictures of topless female models on page 3. Launched by Rupert Murdoch in 1969, The Sun has become, together with the other four red tops, Daily Express, Daily Mirror, Daily Star, Daily Mail, part of British life, for better or worse.